This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. It's a very small army, but it is now 500 years old. The Swiss Guard. They're the people who guard the Pope. Yesterday, Pope Benedict XVI thanked them for 500 years of service. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports from Rome.
At noon yesterday, members of the world's oldest mercenary force stood at attention in St. Peter's Square, wearing their traditional Renaissance-style red, gold, and blue uniforms and plumed helmets. The bells of the basilica nearly drowned out the guards' brass band. Appearing at his window overlooking the square, Pope Benedict XVI recalled that on January 22, 1506, Pope Julius II welcomed and blessed the troops that had come to protect him. That day, the Pope said, was the birth of the Swiss Guards, which we now see in all their beauty gathered here before us. I thank you for your service of 500 years. Earlier, a special mass was held in the Sistine Chapel for the guards and their families. Kneeling under the frescoed ceilings painted by Michelangelo, the guards were in full regalia. In fact, legend has it that Michelangelo himself designed their uniforms, but in reality, they're the handiwork of a former commander less than 100 years ago who was inspired by the paintings of Raphael. In his homily, Vatican Secretary of State Cardinal Angelo Sodano recalled that Pope Julius had summoned the Swiss mercenaries because they had proven themselves defenders of the freedom of the Church.
Ed iniziava così la lunga serie.
And thus started the long series of generous and strong men, the cardinal said, who wanted to defend the Cathedral of Peter. The Swiss Guards are a visible relic of Europe's history of wars. In the 15th and 16th centuries, thousands of young Swiss mercenaries enrolled in the armies of the fiefdoms, kingdoms, and city-states that were constantly at war in France, Italy, and Germany. The requirements for entering this elite force have remained unchanged for half a millennium. The recruits must be male, Swiss nationals, Roman Catholics between 19 and 30, over 5 feet 9, unmarried, and of irreproachable character. Only those who reach corporal rank are allowed to marry. They must observe a midnight curfew, and with a pay of about $1,100 a month, recruitment has been increasingly difficult. While for centuries it was customary to remain in the elite corps for years, today 90% of the Swiss Guards serve only 1 2-year term. The Swiss Guards work hand in hand with the Pontifical Police, whose agents are Italian. It's said to be an uneasy relationship, also because the cloistered life of the Swiss Guards ensures that not many of them speak Italian very well. The current commander, Colonel Elmer Maidar, told Vatican TV that he understands the need for more and more specialized training.
We need to increase the quality of our guards in order to justify our service in the future. We are raising the level of language training. In this way, the recruits will be motivated and remain more than 2 years.
The guards' worst moment in recent history was in 1998, when the commander, Alois Esterman, and his wife were found dead in their apartment. The young corporal who shot them also killed himself. The Vatican took over the investigation itself rather than hand it over to Italian authorities, as is usual. And it was officially deemed a case of madness. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.